The unemployment rate nationwide is 7.7%. That's a statistic employees at the Crenshaw Workforce Services Center in Los Angeles are well aware of. Sue Cummings, an employee representative with the center, says that the 7.7 doesn't represent everyone who is out of work.
There are people who actually would make that number larger if we were recording them. They are the people that give up for a while or forever or whatever. So there's actually more unemployed people, but the 7.7%, those are the people that are actively looking for work right now.
Adding to the unemployment problem is a shrinking staff of workers at the center. The staff has dropped from 100 to just 25 today. Cummings says that the staff now has to work smarter with such limited resources.
We have to work smart, and we have to use the technology that's available to us. And we have the internet that we can use, we have computers that we can use, and we use people to do workshops to help people prepare for interviews and help them know what the employer is going to expect from them when they come to interview.
Kenya Ferguson is looking for a job. She has been visiting the Westlake Worksource Center in downtown L.A.
When you go to apply, either for an interview or just to put in an application, there's so many more people applying. So many more people than even this time last year, 6 months ago. So many more people applying for that particular position or with that particular company. And it's strictly because, you know, it's not because people are dying to work for this company. It's because they need work. They need whatever kind of work they can get. So that's the first thing you notice when you walk in the door. My God, there's that many more applicants out there.
Back at the Crenshaw Workforce Center, Cummings is staying optimistic and aims to educate her clients on how to find a job, with or without one of the employee representatives by their side.
Getting them to the interview means they have to become self-sufficient. If this department is going to go away, we're trying to guide them to the one-step centers and the worksource centers and the workforce centers, show them where they are, and they can go and get help there. We are trying to help them build their skills on the computer so that they are self-sufficient, that they can get on a computer, find job openings, and find information about employers, and find information about the labor market, because they need to know which jobs are going to be popular or very necessary in the future.
Despite Cummings' optimism, the grim state of the economy and the high unemployment rate will mean a larger workload for employee representatives at the center.